Hello, this is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bright and Morningstar Ministry. I'm so glad you are here for the public reading of God's Word. It is written in John 15, 16 through 17. You did not choose me, no, I chose you and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit, fruit that will last, and then the Father will give you anything you ask Him in my name. What I command you is to love one another. Today, I want to read from the book of John, chapters 14 through 17. I want to read concerning the way, the truth, the life. Jesus Christ is the way to the Father. There is no other way. Through Jesus, we go to the Father. Let's read John 14. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you know me, you know my Father too. From this moment you know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, let us see the Father, and then we shall be satisfied. Have I been with you all this time, Philip? Said Jesus to him, and you still do not know me? To have seen me is to have seen the Father. So how can you say, let us see the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak as from myself. It is the Father living in me who is doing this work. You must believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Believe it on the evidence of this work. If for no other reason, I tell you most solemnly, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do myself. He will perform even greater works because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask for anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commands. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, that Spirit of truth, whom the world can never receive, since it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, because he is with you. He is in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a short time, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will understand that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Anybody who receives my commandments and keeps them will be one who loves me, and anybody who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love him, and I'll show myself to him. This was not Judas Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what is all this about? Do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. And my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I bequeath to you. My own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me say, I am going away and shall return. If you loved me, you would have been glad to know that I'm going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe. I shall not talk with you any longer, because the prince of this world is on his way. He has no power over me, but the world must be brought to know that I love the Father and that I'm doing exactly what the Father told me. Come now, let us go. John 15, the true vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that bears no fruit. And in the footnote of this reading, it says the fruit is that of a life of obedience to the commandments, especially that of love. Every branch in me that bears no fruit, he cuts away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. He makes it bear even more. You are pruned already by means of the word that I've spoken to you. Make your home in me as I make mine in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit all by itself, but must remain part of the vine, neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, with me, in him, bears fruit in plenty. For cut off from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is like a branch that has been thrown away. He withers. These branches are collected and thrown on the fire, and they are burnt. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, you may ask what you will, and you shall get it. It is to the glory of my Father that you should bear much fruit, and then you will be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this, so that my own joy may be in you and your joy be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you. A man can have no greater love than to lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I shall not call you servants anymore, because a servant does not know his master's business. I call you friends because I have made known to you everything I have learned from my Father. You did not choose me. No, I chose you and I commissioned you to go out and to bear fruit. Fruit that will last, and then the Father will give you anything you ask him in my name. What I command you is to love one another. Now he addresses the hostile world that we as Christians live in. If the world hates you, remember that it hated me before you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. But because you do not belong to the world, because my choice withdrew you from the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words I've said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you too. If they kept my word, they will keep yours as well. But it will be on my account that they will do all this, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come, if I had not spoken to them, they would have been blameless. But as it is, they have no excuse for their sin. Anyone who hates me hates my Father. If I had not performed such works among them as no one else has ever done, they would be blameless. But as it is, they have seen all this, and still they hate both me and my Father. But all this was only to fulfill the words written in their law. They hated me for no reason. When the Advocate comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who issues from the Father, he will be my witness. And you too will be witnesses, because you have been with me from the outset. Now in John 16, he says, I have told you all this, so that your faith may not be shaken. They will expel you from the synagogues, and indeed the hour is coming when anyone who kills you will think he's doing a holy duty for God. They will do these things because they have never known either the Father or myself. But I have told you all this so that when the time for it comes, you may remember that I told you. Now he says there is a coming of this Advocate, the Holy Spirit. I did not tell you this from the outset because I was with you, but now I'm going to the one who sent me. Not one of you has asked, where are you going? Yet you are sad at heart because I have told you this. Still, I must tell you the truth. It is for your own good that I'm going, because unless I go, the Advocate will not come to you. In other words, the Holy Spirit. But if I do go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will show the world how wrong it was about sin, and about who was in the right, and about judgment, about sin, proved by their refusal to believe in me, about who was in the right, proved by my going to the Father and you're seeing me no more, about judgment, proved by the prince of this world being already condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but they would be too much for you now. But when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you to the complete truth, since he will not be speaking as from himself, but he will say only what he has learned, and he will tell you of the things to come. He will glorify me, since all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said, all he tells you will be taken from what is mine. Jesus says he is to return very soon. He says, in a short time, you will no longer see me, and then a short time later, you'll see me again. Then some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean, in a short time, you will no longer see me? And then a short time later, you will see me again, and I am going to the Father. What is this short time? We don't know what he means. Jesus knew that they wanted to question him, so he said, you are asking one another what I meant by saying, in a short time you will no longer see me, and then a short time later you will see me again. I tell you most solemnly, you will be weeping and wailing while the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned to joy. A woman in childbirth suffers because her time has come. But when she has given birth to the child, she forgets the suffering in her joy that a man has been born into the world. So it is with you. You are sad now, but I shall see you again, and your hearts will be full of joy, and that joy no one shall take from you. When that day comes, you will not ask me any questions. I tell you most solemnly, anything you ask for from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now, you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, and so your joy will be complete. I have been telling you all this in metaphors. The hour is coming when I shall no longer speak to you in metaphors, but I'll tell you about the Father in plain words. When that day comes, you will ask in my name, and I do not say that I shall pray to the Father for you, because the Father himself loves you for loving me and believing that I came from God. I came from the Father, and I have come from the world, and now I leave the world to go to the Father. His disciples said, now you're speaking plainly and not using metaphors. Now we see that you know everything and do not have to wait for questions to be put into words. Because of this, we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you believe at last? Listen, the time will come, in fact it has already come, when you will be scattered, each going his own way and leaving me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with you and he's with me. I have told you all this so that you may find peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but be brave. I have conquered the world. So here is the priestly prayer of Christ in John 17. After saying this, Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and he said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. And through the power over all mankind that you have given him, let him give eternal life to all those you have entrusted to him. And eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, it's time for you to glorify me with that glory that I had with you. Before ever the world was, I have made your name known to the men you took from the world to give me. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now at last they know that all you have given me comes indeed from you. For I have given them the teaching you gave me, and they have truly accepted this, that I came from you, and have believed that it was you who sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. In them I am glorified. I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world, and I'm coming to you, Holy Father. Keep those you have given me true to your name, so that they may be one like us. While I was with them, I kept those you had given me true to your name. I have watched over them, and not one is lost, except the one who chose to be lost. And this was to fulfill your scriptures. But now I'm coming to you, and while still in the world, I say these things to share my joy with them to the full. I passed your word onto them, and the world hated them, because they belong to the world, no more than I belong to the world. I am not asking you to remove them from the world, but to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world, and any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I consecrate myself, so that they too may be consecrated in truth. I pray not only for these, but for those also who through their words still believe in me. May they all be one. Father, may they be one in us, as you in me and I am in you, so that the world may believe it was you who sent me. I have given them the glory you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, with me and them and you and me. May they be so completely one that the world will realize that it was you who sent me, and that I have loved them as much as you loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am, so that they may always see the glory you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Father, Righteous One, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. I have made your name known to them, and I will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and so that I may be in them. So today we read out of the book of John, chapters 14 through 17, about Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. Jesus Christ is the only way to the Father, the only way to God. I hope you have received Jesus into your heart and into your life. If not, invite Him into your heart today, and know at that moment you receive Jesus into your heart when you admit and say, Father, I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Would you send Jesus into my heart? Jesus, would you come into my heart today and save me? And know at that moment, He enters your heart. Then rise up, read your Bible, pray, go to church, be baptized, and know you will live eternally with Him. This is Jan Coleman with Beloved Bright and Morning Star Ministry. Have a glorious day. Peace to you. Shalom. In Jesus' name.